The Bills Super Bowl bandwagon is rolling after just 2 weeks. We'll talk about who's exceeding expectations.
To balance that out, here are some things that the Bills, even while dominating, are still sorting through.
The Miami Dolphins are on fire and have had the Bills game circled on their calendar for 9 months. We look at the matchups for this week's big game.
The Play Action Podcast starts now. So it's just two games in, but there's so much that's going so well for this Bills team. People are obviously really excited for a lot of reasons.
It's hard to believe that after two games with expectations so high as the Super Bowl favorite and they're exceeding them. Obviously, the number one thing in my eyes, just to pick the lowest hanging fruit, is Josh Allen has just been on this Take No Prisoners tour right now to start the season. And everybody had high expectations for Josh. He's an MVP candidate, but the way he is winning from the pocket late in the down just, I think, separates him from so many other quarterbacks, even some of the top young quarterbacks, Tua, Lamar Jackson, even Justin Herbert. Some of the plays against Tennessee where he's standing in the pocket, and he had one where he flung it to Diggs over the middle late in the second quarter, shrinking pocket, collapsing, and he keeps his head about him. The touchdown pass to Diggs late in the second quarter, he flushes to his left, is looking left, but he knows he's going right. Everybody on Tennessee is looking left, and then he throws a sort of a blooper pass to a wide open Diggs. Josh's pocket presence, which is something you absolutely, I don't think, can teach, has taken it to another level.
Yeah, I think it almost seemed like Diggs popped out of nowhere on that play, which is a testament to everything Josh is aware of and willing to make happen, their chemistry as well.
He knows all, he sees all.
Yeah, that Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs rapport, I don't think it's shocking at this point, but the way it plays out still is just phenomenal to watch sometimes what they're able to do. But I've actually also been really interested to see what the defense has been doing so far. Just the way they've been able to get turnovers. Jordan Poyer, I think, is a great example of, in 2 weeks, he's had two interceptions, all off tip balls by teammates. And Poyer's obviously super talented himself, but just a testament to what they were hoping from this defense from the start of just bringing up that talent level, guys really working well together, is going to kind of trickle across the defense to open all these opportunities for guys.
Yeah, no doubt the defense is a cohesive unit. I mean, two guys who are exceeding my expectations, Jordan Phillips and Greg Rousseau. After Von Miller, all of training camp, Jordan Phillips, I thought, was the second most impressive player on the defense. I mean, he just dominated inside. And then Rousseau has taken, in year two, that step so far through two games that you really want to see. He had a really nice sack with a bull rush from a defensive tackle position against the Titans to end the second quarter. We're going to have to continue to watch and see how Rousseau adds more moves to his pass rush arsenal, but he is a very powerful one-arm bull rusher, and he's off to a great start.
Yeah, it's what they said they wanted to make happen, and to yield those results so quickly, I think it's a testament to the caliber of this defense and all the options they're going to have. That's a really tough task for opposing teams.
So the Bills' last 20 wins, incredibly, all have been by double digits, yet it's still only week two. We have to take a moment and look at this objectively.
None of this is a knock on the Bills. It's more a testament to everything that is going so well for them that we're able to discuss some things of, hey, this could be better even if it's not slowing them down. It's a huge luxury. There's other teams in the NFL that these problems are going to totally derail them, whereas for the Bills, it's more of a reflection of just everything this team is doing. And it's kind of scary again for other teams that they can be having some of these problems and still be winning 41-7, 31-10. That's outrageous. I'm a little interested to see moving forward what happens in the run game. I feel like they still haven't totally figured that out with the running backs, of just how to get them best involved. And again, it's certainly not holding back the offense, but that was something towards the end of last season, you know, that was such a sticking point. And I think there's just a few questions still heading forward of how can they get those guys better used.
One thing I liked is that Ken Dorsey acted very much like Brian Daboll. We're not going to bang our head against a brick wall. They decided kind of early, we're not running against this Tennessee front. So they said, to heck with it. We're just throwing, which I like. They had mismatches all across the secondary. It's not always going to be that easy. Stephon Diggs was owning whoever he went up against. Tennessee has legitimate issues at cornerback. So it's not always going to be that easy. And I agree that against a good defense, you're going to want to get a little more help when they're sitting back with the run game.
Again, there's such a small sample size. It confirms that the Bills offense can do so many different things that if they want to focus, like you mentioned, on just picking apart a defense that way, they can do it. Just curious to see what that'll look like when they, you know, have these three different guys with different skill sets and still kind of waiting to see how they'll be utilized.
You know, another concern is obviously they dominated a Tennessee offense that is weaker at receiver than it was last year. So this young Bills secondary, the jury still is out a little bit on how they're going to do against great weapons, and they're facing a couple of them this week in Miami. Christian Benford gets the start again in week two, and he held up. I think I'm encouraged by Kaiir Elam's tackling. Still, against an elite offense, exactly how dominant can the defense be? We don't know yet.
Yeah, it's been some confidence-building plays for those rookie cornerbacks, which I think also, though, injuries. This team, they're really banged up. And the fact that guys are able to step in so seamlessly, you know, credit to the roster for the guys on there for how deep it is, that particularly against the Titans, you know, so many guys were unable to go or leaving the game. But I think that's still a long-term concern of those piling up early. So the Bills will now face this revamped Miami Dolphins team, which spent their offseason doing all these moves to counter the Bills to keep pace in the AFC East.
Yeah, I see this for Miami as a sort of a holy war game. They are fed up with losing to Josh Allen. They are fed up with losing to the Bills. They got a new coaching staff. They made the giant trade with Kansas City to get Tyreek Hill. They paid huge money to get a new left tackle, Teron Armstead, arguably the best left tackle in the league when he's healthy. And so they have put everything in place they could possibly do to make Tua a good quarterback.
Yeah, to that point on Josh Allen, he has owned the Dolphins. He's 7-1 against them. That first loss, his first meeting with them, and then 7 wins since. Something to watch for is, you know, what they'll try to do to mitigate how effective he can be. Last year, it was the most he was blitzed by any team, the highest rate of the season, with them blitzing him 52%, and clearly didn't totally work. I expect they might back off a little bit there. Like you mentioned, they've changed their coaching staff some, but their defensive coordinator is still the same. But since it just wasn't effective, it'll be, you know, a huge challenge for them to try to do anything to slow Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah. I think the big thing, obviously, everybody's going to want to see is, can Tua hold up his end of the bargain here against what might be a depleted Bills secondary? Because, you know, they'd like to have Tre'Davious White going up against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I mean, they are scary. And so we've seen good and bad from Tua. Actually, we've seen maybe 7 mediocre quarters and 1 out of this world great quarter.
Here's a breakdown of this week's play to watch.
There was a play that stood out to me in the second half where they run Tyreek Hill in motion against New England. They know it's zone defense. They run Waddle to kind of clear out against a single high safety. Tyreek comes in right behind him. It's one of those drill it, show your arm, talent, throw, and Tua wasn't confident, put the ball in the dirt, missed a wide open receiver. You know, and then against Baltimore, he was absolutely great, or at least Tyreek and Waddle were great. Baltimore, I will say, has issues on defense. They don't have two good edge rushers. Their cornerbacks are dinged up, and Miami got back in the game with a 60-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek. Just a brutally blown coverage by Baltimore. They left a fourth-round rookie on an island, Jalen Armour Davis. They put eight guys up at the line of scrimmage threatening a blitz. It looked like single high coverage. It was supposed to be cover two. Safety's supposed to go back. Nobody goes back. That's the kind of massive coverage bust that you never see the Bills do with Poyer and Hyde. Make Tua march the length of the field 12 plays and see how he does with a little more heat in the pocket.
So a few other things to watch for in this game. Both of these teams are depleted at cornerback. The Bills obviously still without Tre'Davious White. Dane Jackson, after a really scary scene, is out of the hospital, but still pretty likely that the Bills could be starting those rookie corners. And then on the Miami side, they're without Byron Jones, so depleted there as well. And I think that ties into, we're still not sure about this Miami defense. They gave up 38 points to the Ravens last week, but even going back further, last season they allowed 57 explosive plays. That was the fifth most in the NFL, and surely something the Bills would have their eyes on when they've had so many of these dynamic plays downfield. Just how can they take advantage of that? So a ton of huge storylines headed into this first divisional game of the season for the Bills. We'll have all your coverage at buffalonews.com, and you can subscribe to this podcast to hear more all season.